You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The English translation for the ancient Greek city of Amphipolis is literally around the city. So let's take a walk around the city where Alexander the Great once planned his invasion of Asia.
This is episode 341 for the 7th of December, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz. Amphipolis was an ancient Greek city located within the region ancient Greeks called Edonis. It is famous for the part it played in the Peloponnesian War between Athens and Sparta, and being Alexander the Great's base of operations as he prepared his invasion of Asia. It's also where his wife Roxanne and their son Alexander IV were exiled and later murdered after his death. And was a strategically important city, close to both gold and silver mines, as well as dense forests that could supply the raw materials for a growing navy. Amphipolis was finally abandoned in 787 AD when most of its inhabitants moved to Amphipolis's port, Eion, which was renamed Chrysopolis. The city was rediscovered by both travelers and archaeologists during the 19th century. During World War I, British and Bulgarian troops uncovered parts of an ancient tomb linked to Alexander the Great's time while they were digging trenches. Formal investigations, however, did not start until after World War II. These excavations have yielded a wealth of structures and artifacts, including the city wall, various basilicas, and villas dating back to Greek and Roman times. In 2012, the biggest burial mound ever found in Greece was uncovered northeast of Amphipolis. Called the Tomb of Amphipolis, and dating back to the 4th century BC, it was built as a tomb for the city's most prominent citizens, with caryatidids, sculptures of women that served as columns, elaborate mosaics, and marble walls. Amphipolis remains a popular spot with visitors wishing to see archaeological wonders of the ancient world. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.